What? How do you pronounce Gstaad?
Gstaad.
You say the hard G.
Yeah, Gstaad.
Gstaad. Okay. So yeah. So Paul's been with you for like 6 weeks.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did he listen to any of the Dave Worster?
No.
Did he listen?
No.
He didn't listen to that.
No.
He's not going to inflict himself.
No, I just want to be tortured. So,
so the what else going on? What happened this week? What about that movie stuff?
Huh?
What about that movie stuff you were supposed to be in a month ago? Did that ever happen?
No, it never happened. No, that's India. So there's a compound apartment complex not too far from where I am. It's a big complex, and some 10 or 12 guys stormed into it yesterday, and they stabbed to death the secretary of the building. They have a like a group that manages the each of these apartments, you know, like and it's some rivalry union murdered the guy outright, stabbed him 16-17 times,
and right next
fled.
To
well right nearby. Wow. Yeah, Jesus. Supposed to be peaceful here in Condeville, this area, but every day something bizarre happens someplace.
It's like little mafias that attack each other.
Yeah, it's like the West, Wild West or something, you know.
Yeah.
Mexico. I saw that someone killed a little boy yesterday in Mexico. They injected acid into his heart and killed him. It was a kidnapping deal. And the whole world is really, it's insane, you know.
Yeah, of course, the stupid Indians believe in reincarnation, so they think it's okay to kill somebody. They're going to come back anyway, so you got spiritual anarchy there.
Something like that. Yeah, not such a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know. So,
okay, to get ourselves into mind here, we're going to pick up with you meeting Captain Hubbard, right? Isn't that what we agreed on last week, that you were going to go into a bit of the LSD world, or what happened with Hubbard? And
Hubbard.
That's where we left off.
How I met Hubbard. Yeah. Yep.
So. Okay, Scott, are you back?
Yeah.
Okay,
are you ready,
Ken,
Scott?
Yeah. Ready to go.
Okay, I need to do something.
For you.
Okay, just a minute, Scott. Just
okay.
A second.
Hey, Bob, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
There was a Advaita teacher in Bombay named Nisargadatta. Died around 1981.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm.
Do you have any observations or criticisms of him?
No, not really. He was, spoke from a traditional viewpoint, but he seemed to be in that state.
Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
I was asking Bob about go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, go ahead.
Who are you asking about? You're breaking up a bit, Scott.
Nisargadatta. He lived in Bombay, died around 1981. He's Advaita tradition.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Dada guy, D-A-D-A.
No, not Nisargadatta.
Nisargadatta. Yeah. Oh. He was had a Sufi guru of sorts, I think. And he was spoke out of a lineage, a tradition. And I never met him. He didn't speak English. He spoke Marathi, I think. And so everything was translated, you know. There was a European fellow, Maurice something, who knew him and did a lot of the translation. And one of his disciples is still living. He's in his 80s now. I met him. I didn't think much of him, really. I mean, he was a nice, you know, nice enough person, but he didn't seem like it was anything fresh or new there. It was just the same rhetoric, that Indian rhetoric. So then there was another disciple who died recently, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, that lived in Bombay. And then there's some Americans who claim they're enlightened and all that. And so it's just making a business, you know.
Well, how does Scott know him?
I became familiar with him through someone who was talking about him in L.A., and then I picked up a book of his called I Am That. And
yeah.
He seemed pretty awake to me. He seemed like there was no personal self left in him. He was just pure transmission.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, he was Yuji met him sometime back. The two met. It was arranged by this European fellow. Afterwards, Maurice asked Yuji, what did you think? What's your reaction? Or something like that. And Yuji just said, I met a man.
Scott,
Rob, when we start talking, when we get into Yuji, I'll be interested to know. See, Yuji, I've just seen a couple of YouTubes of him, and he doesn't have the charisma or the passion that Jiddu Krishnamurti had, in my opinion. He seems extremely detached. There was a story in your book, God Men, Con Men, where he meets... I'm blanking on his name now. I always forget it when I try to remember how to say his name, but he was considered one of the great yogis in India. And he asked for help in becoming enlightened, and he got discouraged because he didn't get the answer that he wanted. Do you know which guru I'm thinking of? He's
the Rama something.
Ramana Maharshi. I only know Ramana Maharshi through some video footage and some stuff I've read and some images that I've seen of him. But he seemed to be extraordinarily awake by all accounts. And I don't know how Yuji could have been unimpressed by him.
Well, we can go into that, and I can give you what I think, you know, about it.
Yeah. The
problem, Scott, is the problem. If you don't mind me saying, is that how can we judge another? You know, it's very difficult because I come from a certain background of ideas and experiences. And that's the only means I have of trying to understand anything is through that background that I have. Now an so-called awakened person just doesn't have that background anymore, so there's nothing to interfere with their perceptions, so to speak, if I can say that. So the problem is, how does someone who's not awake judge another? It's very difficult. You know, I find it very difficult. You get hints, you get little insights, perhaps, but that's the problem, you know. So Yuji at that time was not a so-called awakened man. So from his viewpoint, he would see it. He would have a different viewpoint, you know. Got it?
Yeah. It's just that his attitude to me felt slightly like, well, I'm not getting what I want, so therefore I'm going to... I'm just going to move on and disparage this, you know, possibility.
Yeah. Or I think what he was getting was the kind of traditional answer from Ramana. And so that he wasn't satisfied with that because he had put all that down, all the traditional viewpoints. He had freed himself from that background. So he wasn't interested in that kind of answer. But I mean, he wasn't interested in any answer from anyone. Even J.K. wasn't interested in J.K.'s answers. He even questioned them. And that's what separates the man from the kid, the boys.
Yeah.
Right, and the answer Ramana said was, well, you're not ready for it. Wasn't that the encounter, Scott? You know,
he said, can you give me what you have? And Ramana said, yes, but can you take it?
Oh, yeah, right. Okay, well, we better start.
Okay, well, just okay. One final thought on this subject. Bob Dobbs has a friend, or quotes a friend who said, I'm sorry I got to use words when I talk to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I'm quoting Sweeney in the T.S. Eliot poem, Sweeney Agonistes.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
someone in a poem says it.
Yeah. Well, we have no other means. We have no other means except sign language and words. So we're stuck with the words. The words are not the thing. The words are about it. That's the problem. So we're talking about a state that we imagine exists because others have told us it exists. And we want to find out what that state is. So we're using words that describe that state that we've learned from others. And so we're just talking about it, not it. And
right,
that was Yuji's great frustration. Yuji's great frustration was he said, I can't communicate what this state is. I can just give you a little hints about it.
Yeah, Scott seems to me to still believe in the spiritual mission, the spiritual attempt, that there is something to get to. So yeah. That's where UG is a problem for Scott, because he just says, no, that ain't it, and there's nothing there. That's hard for Scott to take. Right, Scott?
Well, maybe. I could go into that, but I think we want to get started.
Okay. All right. So we're going to start, what is today? November 9th. So we're going into November 9th, part 3. What do I call it, parts or sections or something? Scott, do you remember? Part 3? We'll call it part 3.
Okay.
Okay. So we're picking up. Bob has got to Seattle. We had the address. And we talked a little bit about LSD in your first trip, and now we're going to go more into detail about Hubbard and whatever you couldn't say in the book. You don't say his name in the book. You're referring to the psychologist in Vancouver, right, Robert? You don't say Hubbard's name, do you? I don't remember. Uh-oh. Is he gone?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm going to have to redial.
So I'll disconnect?
Yeah.